Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Mr. Caranta is a traveling man. He is out of the studio today, but the dynamic duo is here, Michael Diolis and Mr. Majors. We've got a lot to get to. Of course, I want to remind you for that first in-house review, absolutely free because your money matters, at Secure Money Advisors in that great community of Zillion Opal. 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And to get the book, by popular demand, very successful book, Easy Read, can help you with all your financial needs. Right Track Your Retirement, written by Brian Caranta. Go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. All right, here's Neil and here's Michael, and let's get going with Secure Money Advisors on the Money for this Saturday morning, the final Saturday in the month of March 2025. Hey, good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Neil and Rob.
A lot going on. We were just talking before we started. Rob was saying, I'd hate to look at my 401k right now. A lot of volatility up and down, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that we saw yesterday in particular in the market.
Yeah, in the market yesterday, we saw another pretty big downturn. Inflation numbers came out higher than it's expected. And typically, whenever we see that, the market takes a hit, right? I think we saw roughly a 2% loss in the S&P yesterday. And you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty going on right now. There was some news that came about tariffs as well, right, Neil?
Yeah, we were talking about tariffs, and you know, you and I have been talking about the possibility of getting a new car here in the future, and how tariffs impact, you know, the automotive industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of the biggest, most impactful, and you know, those are supposed to take place next week. So,
right.
You know, I don't know if we'll see the impact immediately because of the amount of inventory a dealership has on their lot. But, you know, I was watching a video the other day and, you know, this dealership said, expect our vehicles to go up 15%
mm-hmm.
here in the future. Now, if you think about that, I'm not sure, Rob, how many people actually can afford. I mean, the price of vehicles, Michael and I were talking about on the way down, price of vehicles since 2020 has gone up significantly. I don't know how many more people actually have wiggle room at 15% more. You know, mm-hmm. if a $50,000 car going up to 57.5, that's a pretty significant increase. I don't know how many people have that in their budget.
Right. I mean, with inflation in general, taking grocery costs higher, energy costs higher, everything going up in price, can people afford their vehicles to get that much more expensive too? And I think this has been the general concern with tariffs, right? Not everything we have as consumers in America is American made. So tariffs are going to impact us all around, not just in the vehicle market, but if you shop at Walmart, expect costs to go up there as well.
It's part of the uncertainty that's impacting the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously the main goal behind the tariffs are that more products are made here.
Right.
Right. So there is a long-term benefit if possible, but the short-term could be painful, and that's why the inflation numbers are higher, and you know, the market overall just does not react well to the uncertainty of everything right now. Now, there's a lot more. You know, we're getting a lot of people coming in concerned about a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. One of the things I've been hearing a lot, and people coming into the office, they're concerned about their Social Security.
Right.
And what happens if my Social Security check is cut or goes away?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that rely heavily on Social
50%,
Security.
50% of people, actually, that's their only source of income in retirement.
Exactly. So what happens if Social Security is cut, or even in a better tune, reduced? You know, on your Social Security statements, they say come 2034, the plan is to reduce your Social Security to 80% of what you're receiving now. I mean, imagine...
I have a family member who is 90 years old,
yeah,
who receives $600 a month in Social Security benefit. Could you imagine if they went to her and say, hey, we're giving you too much monthly in Social Security, we're going to cut you down to $480 a month? It's not possible, right?
Exactly.
It's not possible. And like I said, 50% of Americans rely solely on that check. It'd be a huge, huge mistake. And I don't think it's even possible, to be honest with you.
I agree. But then we also hear the other side of it, of people coming in thinking, you know, well, I hear Social Security may be tax-free soon, mm-hmm. right?
That's on the table.
That is on the table. But just as much as we feel it's almost impossible for Social Security to be completely dissolved, you know, one of the biggest fundings of Social Security is the taxation.
Correct.
Right. So if it's already on the edge of insolvency over the next decade, and then they stop taxing it, what does that do to how long Social Security will last and how much they
totally
they
agree.
Have inside the
fund? I think the bigger concern is we want to make sure Social Security stays solvent, mm-hmm. Eliminating taxes from it. And I totally get the point, right? We've
right.
paid in the Social Security, our employer has paid in on our behalf, Social Security. Why are we now paying tax on that benefit? But the bigger concern is the loss of revenue, tax revenue. Mm-hmm. I think it's $1.5 trillion
right.
if you stop taxing it.
Yeah, so it's going to be tough for that to come into play. But again, this matches the theme of where we are this year, uncertainty. And just people being worried about what's going on in the market, what's going on with their jobs.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure most of you have heard there's a lot of government employees being laid off, and being a retirement planning firm, we've seen quite a few of them.
Right.
And being laid off, especially when you're closing in on retirement, 10, even 15 years away, can be devastating.
I mean, for sure.
You have your life set, you have your income, you have, you know, especially if you're a federal employee, you have some kind of pension plan set up, and then all of a sudden everything changes.
Yeah, and you have your targets too, right? I mean, you're looking at, say you're 55 years old and you're saying, I'm saving X amount of dollars every year and I'm expecting my accounts to grow by Y every year and this is where I should land and I'll have my pension and my Social Security check at this point and I'll be in pretty good shape.
And then all of a sudden, it all ends.
That's game changing.
Right.
That's game changing.
And, you know, for folks out there, if you or anyone you know are in this situation, what we'd recommend you do is you meet with a financial planner, right? Because whenever you have this big of a change, you need to see what you can do about it, how you can make sure you stay on track. And while that can be one of the worst things that happened to you, you know, losing your career after maybe decades with, you know, the government, there could be a silver lining to it. You know, I actually had some folks come in, they were in their early 50s. He was a government employee, she was a homemaker, and he had lost his job. And he said, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. My life has changed, I've lost my income, I don't know what direction to go now. Now, as I mentioned, silver lining, there's one thing that had happened to him whenever he lost his job, is his retirement monies became available for him to do whatever he'd like with them. So he's 52, he needs to still find a new career, but we were able to actually take about half of his retirement monies and secure him a new guaranteed income stream for retirement using an income annuity. Mm-hmm. That he would not have been able to do this, folks, if he was still working until he was 59 and a half.
Right. I had the same scenario in opposite of you.
Oh, yeah?
This week, because I had a couple come in that was 56,
mm-hmm.
and they want to retire at 60. And they wanted to start to build out a lot of certainty and predictability with their 401ks, and they didn't realize that they weren't able to move them till 59 and a half, or they separate from employment. So they were kind of disappointed because they said, you know, I listened to the show a lot. I listened to Brian. He talks about these annuities. They make perfect sense to me. I want to secure some of my money in a vehicle like that, so I have that predictability and certainty. Our hands are tied behind our back right now because they're not 59 and a half. But once they hit 59 and a half, they're still employed there. Then we can roll it over to an IRA and use something like an annuity or whatever vehicle is best. That's why I actually told them. I said, you know, we're, you know, 3.5-4 years away from being able to access this money. I don't even know what the best vehicle will be in 4 years.
Right.
Right. Things could totally change. And that's really what's important of what our job is, to continue to update and monitor and make sure that we're continuing to know what's best available for folks.
And that's why we're here every single week with Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Michael and Neil back with more in just a moment. I want to remind you to get that in-house review. The first one's free. 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And to get Brian's very popular book, Easy Read, a lot of pertinent information, Right Track Your Retirement, go to rightpittsburgh.com. Back with more Secure Money Advisors on the Money with your Pratt Pack today on KDKA. Good morning.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Right back to Neil and Michael for segment two of Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Neil.
Okay, Michael. So one of the things that we get every week is a number of questions from our listeners. And Brian and I talked about how we've done a bad job at getting a lot of these questions in every week. Mm-hmm. So you and I had thought maybe we just plow away at some of these questions and give folks some answers to things that they've been thinking about. So I have the first question for you, Bob in Mount Lebanon. How do I know if I have enough money to retire?
Yeah, that's a question as old as time, Neil. And Bob, how do you know if you have enough money to retire? There used to be a commercial. I can't remember what company it was with, but they would say, "What's your number?" And people would walk around with these big green numbers over their head. Some of them would say 500,000. Some would say 1 million. Some would say 1.5 million. Because that's the biggest question. People don't know what they need to retire. You know, we see people with $2 million that are nowhere close to retirement. And then people that come in with 500,000 that could have retired a year ago.
I had someone come in yesterday, a 40-year-old couple. They have about $500,000 saved. They save about $40,000 a year, you know, 20, 25 years from retirement, worried to death about retirement. The very next people, 67 and 70, they have $291,000 and are very comfortable in their retirement.
Right.
So the number to us doesn't really mean much of anything. It's really about what's your lifestyle, what's your monthly spend, what's your monthly need, what are your guaranteed sources coming in, what happens, you know, what are the bad things that could happen, like your spouse passes away, what's the loss of income, do they have a pension, is the pension have survivorship option to it? So our opinion is the number overall doesn't necessarily matter.
Right.
It's more about the game plan.
You need to make sure you just have a plan. You know, you sit down with an advisor and you make sure that you're going to be okay. You know, I've seen people with little to no retirement savings that will be okay for the rest of their lives. you know, they have a military pension plus their pension on top of that that they have from another employer plus Social Security, and they have more monthly income guaranteed coming in than they can spend.
Right.
So their number doesn't matter.
Correct.
Right.
Yep. So another question here, Tim from Bethel Park, what's the best age to retire?
So that can vary. You know, 65 is a big point where people decide to retire because that is when you're eligible for Medicare.
Yep.
That is when your health care is covered.
And I think that age becomes really important too right now because of, once again, changes that are potentially happening with healthcare, the Obamacare. I mean, we don't know what the new administration is going to do with that. A lot of times healthcare is actually more reasonable than, you know, people pre-65 think. But we just don't know what changes are made over the next few years with it.
Right. And then it's also about your Social Security timing as well,
yep.
Right? If you retire at 62 and want to take your Social Security, you're going to get a lower amount. If you wait till 65, 67, you'll start to get a higher monthly check. So the best age to retire, there is no cookie cutter answer.
Yeah.
It's based on your individualized plan.
Well, it's one of the things we were talking about last time is the solvency of Social Security. Sometimes people come in and feel like, well, I need to retire earlier than maybe expected because I worry about the solvency of Social Security and I want to get back some of what's paid to me.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to worry a little bit about the fact that people are living longer. So, you know, if you retire at 62, which is the earliest you're eligible for your Social Security, you know, you could be in retirement for 30, 35, 40 years potentially if you got good longevity, which is a long time to see the cost of goods change on you, need to make sure that your money is available for you. Now, we talked about the solvency of Social Security. We never really talked about the things we anticipate seeing happen with it. So some of the things that I anticipate happening, we talk about these important ages. I wouldn't be surprised in the future to see that 62 age increase. Now, I think most people that are thinking about retirement are going to be grandfathered in, but maybe somebody in their 40s, the first time they're eligible for Social Security maybe is 64 or 65.
Oh, certainly possible. I mean, they moved the full retirement age from 66 to 67.
Right.
So they've already set the precedent of they're able to do this. So, you know, if they can push that age where you can start Social Security out, I think we'll see a big change in when people are comfortable to retire.
Sure. And I think some of the other tweaks to Social Security might be, you know, the cap on the amount of taxes. So I think it's 176 this year. You no longer have to pay into Social Security from your paycheck. I wouldn't be surprised to see that go away to help the solvency. I wouldn't be surprised to see the increases per year decrease some, the minimum age increase.
Right.
It's a lot of different things, right?
So next question we have here is, how can I create a steady income stream in retirement?
Well, that's pretty simple. You know, we talk a lot about annuities on this show because we think they're the best safe money vehicle on the marketplace, whether it be an income annuity where you get pension-like income or you use something that's safe and predictable, just like, you know, some sort of fixed annuity where you can be very, very predictable.
Yeah,
now, one of the numbers I just recently ran, Michael, is, you know, last year, 2024, $434 billion worth of annuities were used. In 2007, that number was almost 50% less, $250 billion. The real difference, Michael, is the numbers. So in 2007, out of that $250 billion, $180 billion were actually variable annuities. Mm. $75 billion was fixed annuities. 2024, only $60 billion out of the $434 is still being used as variable annuities. So what we want to do, we want to give people the opportunity to come into the office, pick up your copy of the book, go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. Give us a call, 800-656-8616. But maybe you have an annuity, maybe you have a variable annuity, you want a second opinion on it, see if you could get your income increased on it, see if you could get more predictable. Folks, give us a call. Pick up the phone, 800-656-8616.
Or if you're 59 and a half, take some of that 401k and get an annuity.
Absolutely.
All right, Secure Money Advisors. See, I learned quick, folks. All right, stay with us. News coming up next, and then we're right back at it. Brian is off today, but Neil and Michael are here. Secure Money Advisors on the money today on KDKA.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The following is paid for by Secure Money Advisors.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
And so does Secure Money Advisors. Despite the roller coaster ride of late with Wall Street news, they can make it work for you. What you need to do is pick up the phone, get the first in-house review absolutely free. 800-656-8616, 800-656-8616. And if you want a good read, and they'll send it to you absolutely free and pick up the shipping too, it's Brian Kurantz's very successful book, Right Track Your Retirement. You can get that at Right Pittsburgh.com. Once again, Neil Majors here today and Michael Diolis as we continue on KDK with Secure Money Advisors on the money. Neil.
So we're going back to questions here, Michael. And before the break, we were talking about, somebody had asked a question about a steady income stream. We talked a little bit about annuities. I also have a question here from Gary in Monaca who asked, should I still be investing in the stock market after I retire?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what people need to really understand, our philosophy is based on having certainty and predictability.
Right.
We're not product salesmen. We're outcome focused, right? Our focus is on producing folks the outcome they desire for their retirement. It doesn't matter what investment vehicle that we use. We have to have the correct outcome, though.
Right.
Studies show that people actually fear running out of money more than they fear dying.
And there's other studies that say, what do people want most in life? Not even just retirement. It's certainty. It's predictability.
Not too many people like commission-based sales jobs, right?
Right.
They like having a salary. They know they're going to earn X amount of dollars every month. It enables them to pay their mortgage and their grocery bills and their utilities and their taxes.
And having a retirement solely based on stock market and risk investments, that's like having that sales job where maybe you have good years and maybe you have bad years.
Right.
Right. Folks, if you listen to our show, you know our philosophy is one of a two-bucket approach. What's in the safe bucket must be protected, secure. And what's in the risk bucket should be focused on growth. Now, sometimes we have folks that come in and say, gosh, I'm having a hard time having my monies, half of them, not earning what they used to. And, it's kind of like, think about a race car versus a tank, right? You know, when you're building wealth, you're like a race car. You're fast, high speed, high risk, high growth. You're flying down the track chasing returns and, one bad move and you can spin out, but you know that you have time to continue to go and go fast.
Yep.
But when you hit retirement, your money's job changes. Now you need a tank, not flashy, not fast, but built to take hits, stay on course and keep moving no matter what comes your way. So when someone says their safe bucket's not growing fast, it's like asking why a tank doesn't win drag races.
Yeah. Well, we always talk about, being financially unbreakable.
Right.
And so that safe bucket helps you to become financially unbreakable, helps you to be able to achieve actually maybe the best rates of return over a long haul because you're not having to panic sell.
Exactly.
And that's what we see all the time. Fear and greed get in people's way and they want to buy at the wrong times. They want to sell at the wrong times. And we got a million calls about Bitcoin at the end of 2024.
Oh, yeah.
People calling us, hey, should I be a Bitcoin investor? It keeps going up. You know, it's $100,000 a coin. Should I buy? I haven't gotten one call since the beginning of the year. Now it's, you know, $80,000 a coin. Nobody wants it.
Right. Exactly. So the point is, whatever you use in that safe bucket, it just needs to be protected from risk. You know, in retirement with that safe bucket, you don't need speed. You don't need high growth. You need strength, protection, and control, because with that money there, the race is over. It's more about just making sure you get to the finish line.
You had given me some great stats before the show about the market, you know, day by day. You want to share those?
Yes. So, you know, folks, day by day, you look at the stock market. There is a 50-50 shot the market is up or down. If you look at 1 year, you have a 68% chance that the market will be up. When you look at 5 years, it's close to 78%. 10 years, 89%. And so far, every 20-year period in history, the stock market is positive.
100% of the time. 100% of the time. So we could say the market goes up permanently.
Right.
Based on history, that over a 20-year stretch, the market always goes up. And we agree. And we are a fiduciary firm. We use the stock market. We think it's an important piece of the planning process. But what's the challenge for the folks that we meet with? The market goes down temporarily.
Exactly.
And if you're in distribution phase and you're pulling money out, you're locking in and compounding those losses, and you're never going to make that money back.
So what those stats tell us is short term, the market is unpredictable. But long term, it is predictable. 100% of 20-year periods, the market is up. So the most important variable in the stock market is not who your financial advisor is. It's not what mutual fund you picked. It's not timing the market. It's having enough time. And that's the biggest challenge retirees face.
Exactly.
Now you're moving into retirement. So even if you're going to live another 20, 30 years into retirement, you need that money to work for you now.
Right.
So the purpose of the safe bucket, the purpose of that protection, is to create monies that can create a distribution for you while your other monies are now having time to stay in the market.
So you can have certainty and uncertainty, right?
Exactly.
You have your predictability of cash flow. And it's not only annuities that we could use. You know, there's CD ladders that we could use. We're a fiduciary independent firm. We don't have to use anything that we don't deem appropriate. We could use laddered treasuries. We could use dividend paying stocks.
Whatever is most favorable at the time.
For sure.
Right. Now, right now, I mean, fixed rate annuities, you know, MIGAs is another name for them. If you have heard that before, they're paying between 5 and 5.5%, right? CDs are paying closer to 4%, right? So in our eyes, as a fiduciary, why would you not want that extra 1 to 1.5%?
Well, I'll give you an example, Michael. Yesterday I was researching a dividend paying ETF, 6.71% is the dividend.
Wow.
Great dividend. Has an expense ratio though on this ETF, really, really high, of 0.97.
Mm.
Okay, so you got to take that off of the dividend. And then I looked at the 5-year return. It's down 3.5% over the past 5 years.
Okay.
So if you kind of compare that to the fixed rate annuity that you're speaking of, you pick the fixed rate annuity all day long in comparison, because, you know, most people aren't just taking the dividend either. They're having to go further in and having to sell off some of that ETF or stock or bond or whatever.
And then you have less shares and then you have less
income, and it's a domino effect.
Right.
So folks, we want to give you the opportunity to get your clarity of your financial plan, get confidence to be able to retire, have control of your situation. Know that you go into retirement having the security, the predictability that you crave. So we give you the opportunity to come in, meet with a fiduciary independent firm. Give us a call, 800-656-8616, to schedule a meeting with our team. You can also go to righttrackpittsburgh.com and claim your free copy of Brian's book, Right Track Your Retirement.
All right, one more segment with these two gentlemen, so stay right where you are.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
You know, just let me just interject this. If you're out there and you're my age, a little younger, and you're listening to all this stuff, I get it. But if you got your children with you that are a little younger, maybe just starting out in their early 20s or early 30s, starting that family and what have you, they need to call too, right, guys? I mean, Neil, this is an equal opportunity. People, the earlier you get in, the more peace of mind you have. We kind of gear ourselves towards those a little bit older. But, you know, if you're just starting out and you're building that generational wealth, you need to really start a plan early.
For sure. I mean, you know, that's what we talk about all the time. We've been left to handle our own pensions, save our for our own retirement. And you want to make sure that it's not too late, right? I mean, it's never too late.
Right.
But we want to make sure, you know, the longer you do it, the easier it becomes. It's the power of compound.
It is. I mean, there's studies out there that show if you start at 18 versus 25, saving under $200 a month. I think it's $166 a month. If you yep. start at 18... By 65, you have over a million.
Oh, my.
If you start at 25, by 65, you should have about a half million. Those 7 years of $166 a month allow that compounding to start that much sooner and double what you'd have at your retirement age.
Yeah, so even, you know, and saving's a habit. So you start, and all of a sudden, you start to see that number go up, and you get real excited, and you switch that monthly from 100 to 200, and then you switch it from 200 to 300. It really becomes a habit, and all of a sudden, you're sitting there, and you got a pretty nice nest egg built up.
Yeah, and control what you can control. You know, you can't necessarily control your income. You can't necessarily control your stock market returns, but you can control your spending habits. It's like, you know, think about the weather. You go outside, you can't control whether it's raining or not, but you can control whether you dress appropriately. So if you want to make sure you're maximizing for retirement, control what you can. Look at your expenses, see what you can save, and there always is extra fat you can trim off and
absolutely.
Make sure you save enough for retirement.
For sure. Mm. So we got a bunch more questions here. I want to get to a few tax questions. So I got Lynn in Cranberry who wants to know, what is a required minimum distribution? How does it work?
So Lynn, required minimum distributions, they used to start at age 70 and a half. Right now, it starts at age 73. What it is the IRS saying you need to start pulling money out of your pre-tax retirement accounts and paying taxes on it, right? They say you've deferred these taxes long enough, and now even if you don't need the money, you need to start taking withdrawals out. So they have a calculation. Right now, they take what you have in retirement accounts, divide it by 26 and a half at age 73, and that's how much you need to take out. And folks, don't miss this. Do not forget about this. It's a 25% penalty for not taking your RMD. So make sure that you're paying attention to this.
Yeah, it's a huge penalty. Now, the percentage of that 26.5 divisor, it starts a little less than 4%
right.
of what you have to withdraw. A lot of times people say, well, what do I do with the money? I don't need the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't mean you can't reinvest it. You can absolutely reinvest it. You just have to withdraw it, pay the taxes on it, and then you can reinvest it in maybe a non-retirement account if that's your wish.
I actually just had some folks that had this problem. They saved a lot of money for retirement, but then realized they weren't going to spend that much. They had pensions and Social Security, so they said, what should I do with my RMDs? So we set up a strategy called a spend it twice strategy,
mm-hmm.
where the RMDs are actually funding a permanent life insurance policy, mm-hmm. because a goal of theirs is to leave a legacy and to leave it as tax efficient as possible. So what we're doing for them is the RMDs that they don't need are funding this permanent policy, and it's to leave $500,000 to their kids tax-free from most likely funding of $100,000 from their RMDs.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal strategy, and we always say the purpose of your money determines the placement of your money. So great example of how we can use some unique strategies to help, you know, with tax savings and everything else. Real quick, Michael, I know we have to wrap up here. Should I do a Roth conversion before I retire?
It depends on where you are. It depends on your income, right? We want to make sure we're being careful of putting you into a higher tax bracket or even worse, affecting the cost of your Medicare. There's something called IRMA brackets. I believe it's under $205,000. you pay the minimum amount for Medicare. If you go over that with your income, you pay more, right? So if you have wiggle room and you can start converting while you're still working, it can be great. But a lot of people wait until they retire.
Exactly. So folks, we give you the one last opportunity. Pick up the phone, give us a call, schedule a meeting with our team, 800-656-8616, or go to righttrackpittsburgh.com. Claim your copy of Brian's free book, Right Track Your Retirement.
All right, great job today, guys. Have a great weekend, a better week ahead. Stay with us. News at 9, then it's MediConnect. Lance is here today. Lance O'Brien, the Inside Connection.
The proceeding was paid for by Secure Money Advisors. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion on performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice.